a jack of all trades, dot, 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 dot. So I'm going to give you a second to finish that sentence. So if you said a jack of all trades is a master of none, you failed. Wagwan, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? How are you doing? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you feeling? Ire, are you feeling okay? Because I'm in a good mood. I don't know why, but yeah, I think I'm excited. I'm looking forward to something tomorrow, so that's why I'm in a good mood. But the trick to living happy, fulfilling life, let me steal for you guys a secret. The secret to living a full, happy and fulfilling life is adding things to your calendar that make you excited, like that make you look forward to the next day, that make you like just excited, make you vibrant. That's one tip of you can avoid depression easily when you do that. Just simple things. Just add a little thing in your calendar that makes you excited. Maybe taking yourself on a solo date. I'ma just have something you're looking forward to. Maybe you're going to watch a show. Maybe you're going to watch a series. Maybe you're going out. Maybe you're going out to your friends. Maybe a vacation. Like what that looks like for you. Simple thing that just makes you look forward to tomorrow. So the reason I'm excited, by the way, tomorrow, like, audiovisual episodes are so back, guys. Audiovisual episodes are so back from the next episode. This is the last, okay, not all of them. So from the next episode after this is going to be like audiovisual. You're going to be able to see my face. I know I was doing audiovisual kitambo, and then a lot of things happened. I couldn't find the time because, you know, guys, like, recording podcasts as video, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of, it's like a whole production. So you have to depend on it. So I took a break from that. But now, I'm back doing audiovisual episodes because I'm working with, like, should I say I'm in a podcast runway academy, like from Semabox. So they're doing all those things for us. They're producing our episodes, but not all episodes are gonna be audiovisual. So let me tell you guys, I'm planning on restructuring the podcast. So I'm planning on having the podcast with three segments. Like I want the podcast to have three segments. So the first segment is, of course, my solo episodes, because you guys have realized that people love my solo episodes more than guest episodes, which is insane. So I want to mix all of them, because, you know, like recording solo episodes every week, every now and then, it like feels kind of monotonous. So like it's good to like change things up once in a while. So yeah, the first segment is going to be my solo episodes. And then the second segment is going to be now the guest interviews, because now the guest interviews are what are gonna be like audiovisual, that's gonna be in video and audio both. So you're gonna find me on YouTube. If you've not subscribed to Unspoken Podcast Key on YouTube, what the hell are you doing? So the second segment is gonna be guest interviews. So I'll be having guests, like there'll be like a co-host vibe. I don't want it to be like interviews per se. I want it to be like more of conversations, like more of the guest is the co-host, because now I'm a solo. So like the guest will now be like a co-host. So we'll be discussing various things, trying to get more stories. So that's the vibe I'm going for. So like not really like cliche, like interviews, like really, 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 yeah, we get the point. And then lastly, the third segment is gonna be the unspoken stories, which is y'all are about to kill me because I've taken too long. I haven't like released any unspoken story this year, and I'm so ashamed, guys. I'm so ashamed. Honestly, film school took a lot. Like now is, since I finished, now I'm like back vizuri on, I'm on beast mode now on podcasting, because like film school took a lot from me. I didn't have the time, but enough excuses. So unspoken stories are gonna drop before the year ends. I'm gonna have to drop some. So yeah, that's the plan for the podcast. Three segments. So the plan was Monday solo episodes, Friday guest guest interviews, guest episodes, and then Sunday, Unspoken Stories. I don't know if I'm dreaming too big. I don't know if I'm going to manage to upload 3 episodes a week, but I'm feeling like it. I'm feeling like this is the epic shit I was talking to you guys about on the previous episode. This is like the go hard. Like I'm feeling like I'm in a good creative mood. And you know, we're going into the third quarter of the year, which is like the best time to create content. Third quarter of the year is like always the best time for content creators. So this is why when you go hard. So I'm feeling like going on all beast mode, full beast mode. So that's the plan. The problem with Unspoken Stories is sometimes I get someone who wants to record their story and then they change their mind. You know, like it's like a lot of logistics goes into Unspoken Stories. So like someone wants to record and then like change their mind. I don't know. Then our schedules don't align. So like it's a lot. But that's the plan. So I'm planning on 3 episodes a week, depending on how I'll get. Depending on the number of Unspoken Stories I'm gonna have to get, but be sure of 2 episodes a week. Be sure, you know, I promise. Because I'm back. Unspoken is back. I feel like this year I've like neglected the pod. Yeah, but the year is still up and running. So yeah, we are so back. So that's the plan. Anyway, this episode, actually, what I was talking about, all that, like 3 episodes, how stealing, guys, how I'm not even sure if I'm going to manage. It has been inspired by the title of this episode. I'm sure you already know the title, which is Jack of All Trades. So I was seeing something on TikTok where someone said, okay, finish this sentence. Let me tell you, finish this sentence. A jack of all trades, dot, 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 dot. So I'm going to give you a second to finish that sentence. A jack of all trades, dot, 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 dot. Finish it. So if you said a jack of all trades is a master of none, you failed. You failed, because I saw something interesting on TikTok the other day. Someone said, actually, the full saying is always a jack of all trades, master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. Okay. Let me repeat it. A jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. Have you ever been at crossroads with yourself where you find yourself indulging in a lot of tasks, maybe career-wise, let's say. Let me use myself as an example. Like the other day, I was creating content for Busha, the brand I work with, the cryptocurrency brand I work with. And then the idea I had for that specific content was that you do a lot of things, but then you have a lot of like side hustles, you have a lot of things you do, but then you have one app that helps you manage all your finances, because of course when you have a lot of side hustles, you have money coming in like from various platforms, from various in various ways. So like this, that's what the point I was selling. The thing I was selling was like, you have all these side hustles you're doing, you're a jack of all these trades, but now you should now use Busha in a way that, like, you should now use Busha to manage all the finances. Like, managing your money shouldn't be a hassle, but okay, that was the point. But the reason why I got this idea was, in that content, I was like, I have 4 side hustles, and it's not really 4. So I was like, I'm a podcaster, I'm a TV host. Those are even jobs, not even a side hustle. Those are literally jobs, the things I literally do in a daily basis. So I'm a podcaster, I'm a TV host, I'm a content creator, and then I'm now into film. I do photography jobs when I get. I'm just beginning. So that's a 4th one I've added. So let me say photographer / filmmaker. And then ideally, I write now, and then I love skincare. I do a lot of things regarding skincare. So those are like almost 5 things that I do as one person. And then someone will tell me, like find your niche. You can't concentrate, you can't really multitask like that. Like if you do all those things, you're not gonna give all of them your best. But I disagree with all that bullshit of a jack of all trades is a master of none. I totally disagree with you can't I disagree with the whole point of trying to put ourselves in boxes. I disagree with the whole point of finding your niche. Like, yo, my niche, I can have three niches, man. Especially in this economy, in this Kenyan economy, bro, you need to be doing like four things, man. Because you need like multiple streams of income because times are hard. So this issue about this thing that you're always told, especially as content creators, find your niche, concentrate on it, but that you have multiple interests. I don't know, something like it's not going to work out for you. You're going to look confused. You see, some people always like judge you, like when you have multiple interests, like you do a lot of things. Someone's like, okay, this girl doesn't have a shit figured out. She doesn't know what she wants in life. She's like confused. Some people will view like that, but yeah, I don't care. I know what I want. I know I love all these things. Like, if God saw it fit to give you all these skills and abilities, why limit yourself to just one thing? That's my question for today. Like, why limit yourself to just one thing? Now, God, I may compare all these skills. In fact, as I was doing my research, I found out that there's actually a verse, a Bible verse on this all shenanigan. So it's like Exodus 31 verse 3, and it was written, I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills. Even the Bible. Who are you to argue? Even the Bible. It has ever, like, you have been given all these skills. God has given you the knowledge, the wisdom to navigate all these skills. Now, who are you to put yourself in a box? Who are you to listen to people who are going to say that you look confused? Who are you, man? So, this episode has been inspired by my life. Because I was sitting here thinking, okay, girl, you need to chill. Like, why are you doing all these things? Even my friend there that was like, babe, I was even opening up the other day, like, yo, you know, I actually was a music teacher. My first job was actually music. I was a teacher of music my first year. The first job I actually got during the long holidays was a music teacher, which is crazy. So, like, I can do all these things if I decide to. Of course, you're not going to find the time at times, but don't limit yourself. Reject the idea that you have to be just one thing. Just like, embrace all of you. Become the best jack of all trades there is out there. People will make you feel confused, but never let anyone tell you what you can and what you cannot do. Man, in this life, be multidimensional. Create systems and structures that work for you. Find out how those things are gonna work for you. Like me, I already know how I'm gonna navigate being I'm already navigating it. I know how I can balance now being a podcaster. Those are the active things I'm doing. Being a content creator, being doing this stuff with filmmaking, educating guys about cryptocurrency. So all those things, you will just find a way on how to do it, as long as those are things you love doing, bro. Someone said that we all have 24 hours in a day. Everyone has 24 hours in a day. So how you use yours, that's what matters. So though, I feel like the world is big enough for multi-skilled people. There are a lot of opportunities we need to even create, we need to explore. And I feel like the best thing about being a jack of all trades is that you're able to create all these opportunities for yourself. You don't have to wait for you to be employed. You're able to create these opportunities for yourself. You're able to find ways to earn money, to create multiple streams of income through all these skills that you're doing. So yeah. Plus, life is an adventure, man. Life is an adventure. You only live once. Why limit yourself? Why sit your ass down and say, okay, me, I'm a musician. That's what I'm doing. That's what I've been doing. I'm in HR. That's where I'm at. That's my career. That's the thing I'm going to do till I die. Yo, life is an adventure. And I feel like being versatile is so interesting. It's so interesting. It makes life so interesting. It makes life so enjoyable. Like today, someone knows me. I'm out there hosting a show. I'm out there on TV. The next day, I'm shooting something in Homa Bay County. I'm doing something in Homa Bay County. The next day, I'm doing something totally different, like from nothing related to even content creation, nothing related to media. So that's interesting. Being versatile is so interesting, and it can open a lot of opportunities for you. So this stuff about social media limiting us to having a specific niche. I don't sign up for that shit, honestly. Be free, man. I don't, of course, you can have four niches. why does a niche have to be one? You can have four niches. You can be, beauty, and then entertainment. I also love fashion. I can also code. I can be a programmer at the same time. Why limit yourself to just one thing? Live fully, man. Don't limit yourself. You don't need to fit in, by the way. You don't need to fit in. I feel like niches are all about trying to fit in. Yeah, I said what I said. Niches are all just things to just try and fit in. Be diverse, man. Be diverse. Being diverse makes you you. It makes you unique to yourself. Don't put yourself in a box. Don't allow yourself to be put in a box. Just find a balance. And I'm sure you can find a balance. I'm so sure you can find a balance in all those things you'd love doing. You're not weird. You're not awkward. Be a full-time multitasker. In fact, I was telling my friend the other day, one thing about me, I work well under pressure. I work well under pressure. I love multitasking. I love doing this at the same time. I love it. I love the adrenaline that it gives me. So be a multitasker. Dig up all your interests and explore them, because your life is one. Life is one. You're only here for a freaking season. You're not here together. So usijilimit to doing things that you love, and then rafika uko, you're in your 60s, you're in your 70s, and then you're like, wow, actually had a talent in music. Why didn't I explore it? Why? You're gonna start regressing. Like, maybe if I had, I would have taken, my life would have taken a different path. Don't usingoje fike huko. So yeah, today's episode was just to encourage us, man. Be a jack of all trades. Be a master of all the things that you do, because you can. One thing about us human beings, we learn things fast. If you concentrate on doing something that you love, you do it every day, bro, you're gonna be good at it. You're gonna learn, you're gonna master it. So this is how I'm feeling. I was feeling in my life. I was like starting to think, okay, I feel like I'm doing a lot of things. I feel like I'm biting more than I can chew. And yeah, it's a mess. I think it's gonna be a mess. I'm gonna end the year and I'm like, okay, what do I have to show for it? But then I was like, okay, why wouldn't I do all these things? Come on, in high school, we are doing 12 subjects and we were expected to pass all of them. Why not now? Even if you just do concentrate on five niches, five things that even, that's not even a limit, as many things as you want. What's there to say that you're not going to be successful? There's nothing that is going to hold you back. So yeah, that was all I was here to remind you today. Don't limit yourself. Don't put yourself in a box. You can have as many niches as you want. You can be a jack of, you can be the best jack of all trades. You can become the best jack of all trades in everything that you do. Okay, anyway, let me love and leave you here. I hope message imekonka ndipo. I'm super excited to go to studio tomorrow. I'm actually going to studio tomorrow to record my first audiovisual episode since I came here to Nairobi. So yeah, it's been a long time coming. I'm super excited. One thing about me, I love being in front of the camera. I love it. I thrive. Find me where the camera's at. So yeah. Super excited, guys. Check out YouTube. You don't want to miss those episodes. The pod will be lit. And by the way, tell me in the comment section. Also, you can DM me, like, who do you want? What type of guests do you want me to host on the pod? Because it's been a long time since I hosted guests on this podcast. So I'm super excited to go back to that. I'm super excited to having different conversations about random things. So it's going to be a wild ride. I'm super excited. So check out YouTube at Spoken Podcast KE. Subscribe if you haven't. Also, check out all my social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Awino Awiti. And remember to be a jack of all trades. Okay, I'll see you on the next episode. Adios. We'll be right back.